One of New Westminster's oldest churches could be closing its doors. Queen's Avenue United Church is holding a special meeting in October to consider disbanding the church. In an August 18 letter to members and friends of Queen's Avenue United Church, the church's Board of Governance provided an update on some difficult news coming out of its August 10 meeting, that the church not pursue a development plan it had previously put forward and that the church close in January 2023. The board received correspondence from the Pacific Mountain Regional Council of the United Church of Canada stating the property redevelopment project that Queen's Avenue United Church had anticipated beginning in July 2023 has been put on hold indefinitely. The correspondence stated, "There have been several changes in circumstances, the current economic uncertainty, the rising interest rates and rate of inflation, the rising costs of construction, and supply chain issues mean that the project is not currently economically feasible," said the Pacific Mountain Regional Council letter to the church. Blair Audney, lead minister at Queen's Avenue United Church, said the church's Board of Governance had asked its judicatory, the Pacific Mountain Regional Council, to take the lead on the property redevelopment project, believing it had a better chance of happening beyond the congregation's lifetime. "When a congregation disbands, its property, real estate, financial assets, chattel, reverts back to the region," he said in an email to the Record. "All congregations only hold this property in trust, for ministry, for the United Church of Canada. In this case, the property will revert back to the region and the region will be responsible for the future." In June 2021, the City of New Westminster's Land Use and Planning Committee considered a request from the United Property Resource Corporation for a preliminary application review for an official community plan, OCP, amendment, a heritage revitalization agreement, a rezoning and a development permit for 529 Queen's Avenue. At that meeting, TIHE committee received a director's memo about the preliminary application review because staff said the 12-story residential tower being proposed was well above what is anticipated in the OCP. The applicant was proposing to build a 12-story residential building that was 100% rental, with 31% being below market rentals and the remainder being market rentals. The plan also included retention and restoration of the church's sanctuary space, as well as space for a new nonprofit child care facility with about 79 spaces, and a small-scale commercial space, such as a coffee shop. At that meeting, staff noted the two child care centers operating in the building had been told their leases would not be renewed after June 2022. Although the church later offered to extend the daycare center's leases, one of them, Hugh Ewing's Avenue Daycare, closed in June. Financial challenges. The August 2022 letter also outlined some of the financial challenges being faced by Queen's Avenue United Church. Furthermore, since there is no definite project against which a $100,000 loan can be secured to support ministry operations to the end of June, the offer to lend operating capital is no longer available to Queen's Avenue United Church, read the letter. At the same meeting, the board also received new financial projections based on current trends, "and we realize that to finance our ministry to the end of June 2023, we will need a cash injection of $200,000, twice what we had earlier projected." The board is calling a special general meeting of Queen's Avenue United Church for Sunday, October 2. The purpose of the meeting is to consider a motion to disband as a congregation and to cease operations on January 31, 2023. After analyzing all of the information to date, the Board of Governance believes the congregation has exhausted its human and financial resources to continue in ministry, said the letter. The upcoming meeting won't be the first time the church has considered a motion to disband. According to a January 2022 update from the board, the congregation had defeated a motion to disband in the spring of 2019. At that time, the board believed the continued viability of the church was extremely difficult to imagine, but there was a general sense that we should go down fighting before disbanding. A long history. In 2019, Queen's Avenue United Church celebrated its 160th anniversary with a service and a reunion luncheon. The congregation held its first service by the Fraser River on April 3, 1859, a service officiated by Methodist minister Reverend Edward White. A press release about the anniversary celebration stated the first church had opened in 1860 as Mary Street Methodist Church before becoming Central Methodist Church in 1873. That church was destroyed by the Great Fire of 1898. In 1899, a new church was built at the present site, the corner of Queens Avenue and 6th Street, and renamed Queens Avenue Methodist Church, said the press release. In 1925, the Presbyterians, Congregationalists and the Methodists united, and the church was renamed Queens Avenue United Church. In 1959, the old building was replaced by the present building. Through the decades, Queens Avenue United Church has been home to church services, concerts in the sanctuary and the church gym, and a community lunch. The building has rented out space to a variety of groups, including two child care center and community groups. The current situation at Queens Avenue United Church isn't the first time the church has been on the precipice of closing. In the fall of 2007, the Westminster Presbytery decided to close the church and disband the congregation, effective January 31, 2008. The decision was based on recommendations arising from a review of the congregation. The congregation, however, appealed the Westminster Presbytery's decision. On August 1, 2008, the church was notified that it would remain open. The Record has contacted the board for comment. More to come.